Yo, what's up? You are now listening to Awkward Individuals, the most awkward podcast on the internet. I'm one of your hosts, Blessing, aka The Gamer. Joining me, we have Huey, aka The Boxer. What's up, Huey?
What's up, man? How you doing?
I am very tired.
You're very tired.
Let me tell you, because I've been working two jobs for like the last 3 weeks.
Yeah.
One of them is at an elementary school, working with, like I said, like before, kids with special needs.
Yeah.
The second one that I started the week after that, mm-hmm. Is doing AV tech at a conference center, which isn't as strenuous, but it's a lot of standing, a lot of walking.
Yeah.
And I just get tired. Like, I'm already tired once I get there because of all the kids. And then that's getting there and just having to walk around and do monotonous things is torture. But I love it.
You love it.
Yeah.
You love it. It pays well.
So, I mean, working 50 hours a week pays well, no matter what jobs they're doing. So, so how you been?
I'm doing all right. Tests, school crap, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you this. Maybe this is just like the Asian inside of me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I take an accounting class, like just an intro to an accounting class, and we have like a lot of numbers and stuff. And then, so when I figure a math problem out, I get like super excited. I get like genuinely like happy.
I don't want to say anything racist, so I'm not even going to touch that.
Do you ever have that feeling?
No.
No?
Like, why would I get happy doing math?
I'm like super, like you just watch all the numbers like pile up and combine together, and it just like, it all adds up. It all makes sense.
You sound like one of those like dudes in movies that like, where you see like, they're writing on a chalkboard, and there's just numbers popping up on the screen. He's doing like some like extreme like equation. That's what you sound like right now. I'm proud of you.
Oh, thanks, bro.
Yeah. What classes are you taking actually?
I'm taking accounting.
Uh-huh.
It's like an intro to accounting. I'm taking politics. It's some East Asia and Africa politics.
Interesting.
And Japanese culture and society.
Mm-hmm.
And some psychology class.
And your major is international business.
Yeah.
Interesting. And so, like, what's like the most interesting thing you've learned in the African, like Asian African, blah 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 politics?
Asian African, blah blah politics. That ISIS people, like the ISIS people,
mm-hmm.
they some gangsters, bro.
Yeah, well, literally, I guess they are gangsters.
Literally, they are so gangster. Oh my gosh! Like, we were watching this documentary on them, like about them on Vice. Oh my gosh, dude, they're a whole bunch of gangsters.
Like, what do you mean by gangsters?
They just freaking, first of all, they kill whoever they want to kill.
Uh-huh.
I just, words cannot describe how gangster they are.
So are you talking about more like Eazy-E, Dr. Dre gangster, or are you talking about like Malcolm X gangster?
Malcolm X gangster.
Or like Gandhi gangster?
Nah, Gandhi's so
peaceful. So are you praising ISIS right now?
I'm not praising ISIS right now. I'm just saying they're like super gangster. Like, I hate them. Like, you know, as an American, I hate them. But they're just so gangster. Like, they're just like... They're so full of themselves, dude. They're like, oh, man, we already broke America in half,
mm-hmm.
and all that stuff. America is, like, under us. But it's like, is that true, though?
Mm. I mean, they're gangsters. They believe what they want.
I
don't know. I have a lot to say about ISIS, and I have very little to say about ISIS.
And Vladimir Putin is a freaking gangster, too.
Okay, I don't know what to say to these things.
Yeah.
Because they are both offensive.
Yeah.
And I don't know exactly what you mean by them, and so I don't know if I need to say anything or if I can just leave it there.
It's not a good thing that they're gangsters. I'm just saying, like, they're just bad people. Like,
you're saying like they're bad people.
They're bad people,
mm-hmm.
and they just do gangster stuff. Okay. I'm gonna leave it at that.
Because in my mind, when I say this thing is gangster, I'm like, yo, this thing is like off the chain, like,
off the chain.
You know, like when I'm playing Call of Duty, I'm gangster.
Yeah.
You know, like. When I write a blog and I know it's a deep raw blog, I'm gangster.
Yeah,
you know, when I do a podcast and I upload to the internet, I'm gangster because I just do dope things and I don't care. I don't mess with this 8-year-old. I'm gonna steal cookies out the cookie jar type stuff. Nah, son. Like, I'm dealing with like real internet struggle. You know, I'm typing tweets and I'm trying to get these retweets. And every time I get a retweet, I'm like, yo, that's gangster. You know why? Because it's hard to get a retweet. You can ask Kanye West. Don't ask Kanye West, actually. He gets a retweet if he just, like, types in a letter on accident on Twitter. Awkward Individuals is a podcast in which we talk about your favorite topics, current events, questions, and etc. The only thing that we truly have in common is the fact that we're all awkward, and so you can access our podcast via the iTunes Store or via the podcast app on your iPhone. We have a new episode up every Tuesday. This is episode 7. So, if you're new to Awkward Individuals, if you're a new listener, first of all, I want to give a quick shout out.
Yeah.
Because my sister texted me.
Yeah.
Right? And my sister is an evangelist for the show. She finds the most random people to listen to this show. And so she got a text from her friend Eileen saying, oh yeah, I listen to your brother's podcast. It's hilarious. It's not the Eileen we know, a different Eileen.
Oh, different Eileen.
And so shout out to Michelle. Oh, and shout out to Eileen because Michelle said to shout out Eileen. And so
what did she think of our podcast, Eileen?
She said it was funny.
She said it was funny. Oh, thank you, Eileen. Yeah.
But here's the thing is that I think this podcast is horrible, right? You think this podcast is good.
I didn't say it's good. I think it's all right.
This podcast, though.
I like this podcast.
You think it's good. You said before that it's good.
I think it's good for, like, in my standards, I thought it was going to be horrible, like, listening to my voice. But when I listened to it the other day, like, when I was, like, driving to school, it was good. I was like, we sound, are like, the quality wasn't that bad because you always trash our quality of our, like, our audio quality.
That's because I'm in charge of, like, the quality stuff, right? Yeah.
And you're a perfectionist.
I'm the one who got I mean I'm a perfectionist, and as a perfectionist, this is no, like, what we got right going on right now is nowhere near nowhere near it.
I agree,
right?
Me too.
But as far as what I'd like to accomplish with what we got, I mean, I'd like to do better, because it's like every week there's always something wrong with the microphone, right? Last week my voice sounded like I was two people. The week before that was fine. The week before that, though, there's always something every week, you know. And so my sister texted me, like, one of the weeks, she was like, you gotta fix the microphone situation, because I asked her to give me feedback whenever she feels like she should give feedback on the podcast. And so she was like, you gotta fix the microphone situation. You know, I was like, crap, I know, but I don't know, like I'm still like learning. And so that's why before this podcast, I spent like a good like 10 to 15 minutes like testing sound, making sure nothing's going wrong. The thing, like, the program we're using, one of the programs we're using to record, had like it stop responding because we're on Windows, so stop responding twice in a row. So I was like, okay, that's a good sign. But I say all that to say, our podcast is crap.
It's crap.
But, and so when Eileen says your brother's podcast is funny, I want to take it as she enjoys the podcast, right?
Yeah.
Which I mentioned that's what she means, because she texted my sister it, right?
Yeah.
And when I initially read things like your podcast is funny, right? I'm like, in my mind, I think they're laughing at us, not with us. And that's also, we talked about this last week, right? I'm cynical in nature, and so. But shout out to Eileen, because I think she really thinks our podcast is funny, and so I appreciate that. And if you think this podcast is funny, I appreciate you, and I don't judge your judgment.
I judge
a little bit, because I don't think I'm that funny. I think you're funny sometimes. I think you're more funny off podcast than on the podcast, but that's because I make you say clean things on the podcast. But like,
maybe say clean.
Yeah,
hey,
I'm not gonna let. Did you listen to the podcast last week?
Yeah.
Did you hear the way I censored?
Yeah.
Like the censor. So I used the DMX like what sound to censor things. I thought that was hilarious.
No.
So in that case, I thought I was funny.
You need to clarify it. Like, I'm not that inappropriate.
No,
like,
no, you're very inappropriate.
I'm not super inappropriate outside, like off air, like on air.
Yeah, you are.
I'm not like super inappropriate. Like, Blessing is kind of like over. Like, you know, I'm not like, you're making everybody sound like. Sound like I'm like Louis C.K. or something.
I mean, okay. Do you want to tell a joke right now?
Tell a joke.
See what kind of joke comes out your mouth.
I could tell a joke, and that would be perfectly funny and perfectly appropriate.
Mm-hmm. All right, tell a joke.
That's perfect. Tell a joke from me or from somebody else.
No, tell one of your jokes.
Oh, one of my jokes.
Yeah. Exactly. See, you can't think of anything that's not in like inappropriate.
No. I can't think of any jokes right now. Uh-huh. It's not like any inappropriate jokes, right. But I just think you need to like don't ruin my name on the
I think you're a very upstanding individual.
Yeah.
You know, if I was 30 years older and I had a daughter, I'd allow you to date her for a month, and then I'd shut it down because I don't trust you.
You don't trust
with my daughter? No, not at all.
Bro, I'm handsome.
I don't care about handsome. If anything, I want my daughter to date somebody who's ugly as heck.
Why?
That means he has a good heart.
You're gonna have ugly.
Who cares if I have ugly grandchildren? They're cute to me. That's what matters. If my daughter is dating like the ugliest dude on this earth, that's her age, because you know dudes will date older people because their money and stuff. If I see my daughter dating a dude that's ugly, mm-hmm. and of course in this scenario she's like a good looking daughter, if she's an ugly daughter, then that's a different thing.
Yeah,
right. Future daughter, I'm sure you're beautiful, but like if she's dating like an ugly dude, right, then that means she has a good taste and personality. Because you can't have a dude that's ugly and his personality sucks, you know, and he's unsuccessful and he's somehow getting a girl. That's like, that's...
Hey, you'll be surprised, bro.
Yeah, but is the girl ever, like, beautiful? Is the girl ever, like, you know, like...
Yeah, that's true.
A catch, like my daughter will be.
Your daughter will be.
Exactly. And so, yeah. Wait, where was I going with this? Oh, so yeah, I don't care if you're handsome.
No, you said that if you had a daughter, you would like, let me date her for a month.
Yeah, before I cut it off, because I don't trust you.
You don't trust? Why don't you trust me?
I mean, in general, I trust you. I don't trust you with my daughter.
Why?
You know, I don't know. I don't know. I ain't feeling it.
You ain't feeling it?
I ain't feeling it.
I'm a nice person, bro.
You're too good looking.
I'm too good looking? Yeah. Thanks, bro. Thanks.
I'll pin you down and shave your hair before you're able to go on walks with my daughter.
Hey, bro. Or picnics. I'm a good boyfriend, bro. Like, I take my date to, like, Steak and Shake.
You too?
Yeah.
Steak and Shake is the spot for days. Like, Steak and Shake, it reminds me of, like, the late 1980s, where you'd go to a drive-in movie, then all of a sudden you take your girl to Steak and Shake.
That
and
be
like,
is hey, true.
Girl, I'll pay for anything you want.
Yeah.
But you got to make sure you get one shake and one small burger.
I mean, that's true. I mean, how many, they give out pretty big shakes, so I hope you don't order, like, 5 shakes.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? But you don't know. You never know.
Never know.
You never know, because sometimes chicks be tripping. I say chicks because that's like the most like appropriate thing. I usually don't like using the word chicks, but
yeah,
it's the most appropriate thing I can think of in this scenario to use.
Or you could just say girls be tripping.
I guess girls do be tripping.
And then we go to Steak and Shake. After our date to Steak and Shake, we take walks inside Sam's Club.
Mm-hmm.
Because
you somehow have a Sam's Club card.
Yeah. Because that's how like charming a boy is.
I don't know if I believe you.
You don't believe me?
I don't know if I believe you.
About what?
I don't know if I believe that you would take a girl to Steak and Shake. I believe that you'd take a girl to Sam's Club and take her on a walk.
Yeah.
I don't know if you'd be paying for all that Steak and Shake money, though. Like, a meal at Steak and Shake is like a good, like, I don't know, say $6, $7, $8, depending on what you want to
get. Like, you saying that I'm cheap?
I'm just saying, if you take a girl out, right, every week.
Yeah.
50, that's what, 52 weeks in a year?
Yeah.
Wait, is that right? 52 or 56?
I have no idea.
54? 50-something weeks in a year. Yeah. Or maybe it's 60-something. I have no idea. I don't pay attention to calendars like that.
Right. But it's 365 days
in a year. Let's just say 50 to cut it short.
Yeah.
50 weeks out of the year. Because you're going to take some weeks off because Christmas break.
Yeah.
So you take a girl on a date, 50 weeks a year. And you pay, let's say, $7 each of those weeks.
Yeah.
What's 7 times 50, since you're the math genius?
7 times... It's only $350, bro.
7 times 50?
7 times 50.
Oh, wait, no, you're right.
$350.
That's $350 a year for taking... Actually, I gotta go to Steak and Shake more often. That's kind of legit. That's kind of legit. $350 for a girlfriend? That's legit. Yo, Steak and Shake... I want to give a quick shout-out to Steak and Shake. Steak and Shake, if you're listening to this, please sponsor us, because we're putting you guys on right now. And that's some genius marketing. Like, you could put that on a commercial. Only $350 out of the year to spend on your girl.
Oh, exactly, bro. $350.
That is some marketing gold right there.
I'm just joking. I don't take my girl to, like, Steak and Shake.
Oh.
I cook for my girl.
You also don't have a girl.
Huh?
You also don't have a girl. I'm trying to put that out. So, ladies, if you're looking for a man, Huey is tall. I won't say he's dark, but he's Asian colored.
I'm pretty dark. I'm caramel.
If you're caramel, what am I?
You're... Burnt ends.
That's funny because I just had Black Dog today, and Black Dog was flamed in a mug. Like, I took one bite into that sandwich, and like a long tear shed down my eye. And part of the reason was because they didn't have the burnt ends.
Yeah.
And so I bit into the, what did I get? The
rib tips?
Beef brisket.
Oh, brisket.
Thinking that, because I forgot it wasn't burnt ends, so I bit into it. I was like, oh, this is so good, but it's not what I want. And so, like, my emotions couldn't take it.
Did you go to a new one?
Yep.
Oh.
Yep. It's pretty dope. I went there Because I was coming back on my way back from work. Yeah. So I was, like, in, a, like, my nice suit and stuff, like, my new suit that I got as a uniform, whatever. Now, I feel weird going into places with a suit on, where people aren't wearing suits. Like, have you ever done that before?
Yeah, I like wearing suits, too. Like, I feel like when you dress better, you feel better. You don't have that feeling, or you just feel awkward?
I just feel out of place.
I just know you too well. I just feel like you would just feel super nervous.
I did feel kind of, because I also went to Walgreens.
Yeah.
Was it last night? No, the night before last night. Yeah. On my way back from work.
Yeah.
Because I had to pick up some napkins because Friday morning, the school, the teachers do like a treat thing in the teacher's lounge or whatever. So you have to bring your own treats. So I brought, that's a whole nother story. So I went to Walgreens with my suit on with napkins and I was just standing in line, you know, with like the Walgreens worker who doesn't care about life and the dude in front of me who's like, who drives a pickup truck and is wearing like his backwards hat and shorts and stuff, and I'm just here in a suit looking like it at, what is this, like 9:30 at night, at with napkins in my hand. People, I'm just like, I don't know what these guys think I'm doing.
Hey, it's,
I have
okay,
suit on, I have napkins, it's in my okay hand, I'm at Walgreens at 9:30 at night.
You're a young educated black guy and handsome.
You right,
you should wear a suit when nobody else is wearing suits.
You right,
you should dress up and look better.
I do have a friend named I'll say his name because he probably doesn't care, but his name's Colin, right?
Yeah.
And Colin, he started a thing where he will like be hanging out with him and stuff, and he'll wear like not a suit, but he'll wear a tie and a long button-up shirt,
yeah,
and like some nice pants and stuff. And it's this very like for no reason, just to, like, he's like, I want to dress nice. And yeah, we're like, yo, that's actually kind of like this, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Like, you just want to dress nice. Like, at first I was like, okay, like, I don't know what to make of this. Like, I don't know why you're dressed nice. We're going to Green Street to like get some fast food, but all right. Yeah. You know, but it's interesting. Like, it's a change. You don't see that too often.
You don't see that too often.
I don't, well, at least in this town, in college students, you don't see that too often. So yeah, it's cool.
Speaking of Black Dog, you know that you pronounce Kelsey's last name wrong?
Yeah, she told me.
She told you.
She sent me a Snapchat. It's like when Blessing pronounces blah, blah, blah wrong. I was like, I don't care. Speaking of Kelsey,
yeah,
she wrote a review.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to make it a thing of every time somebody writes a review for this podcast, I'm going to shout it out.
Mm-hmm.
Because you guys are the real MVPs. So we answered Kelsey's question last week. She wrote a review this week. And she was saying how, you know, what? Actually, she wrote a pretty interesting review. I'm going to bring it up.
So do you want to, like, correct it real quick? Like, what is the right way to pronounce? So
last week I pronounced it Stoicker.
Stoicker.
It's actually pronounced Kelsey, get out my face. Because I don't care. All right. And I hope you're listening to this. I hope you realize I do not care. And if you come and be reckless again, I will come for you and you will get shot. Because remember what I said before, you talk mess, you get shot. Back up before you back up before you get smacked up, or step back or get your neck snapped, basically. And so, Kelsey, get out my face. That's her last name. Get out my face.
I think it's Kelsey. What is it? Kelsey Stoicker?
No, that's how I pronounce it. It's Stoker.
Stoker?
No. I think the Stoker.
It's Stoker, right?
I'll know because she'll send me a Snapchat again saying that I mispronounced her name.
Kelsey Stalker?
Stalker. I don't know.
Stalker.
I hope she's not getting offended because I hope she knows we're just joking.
Yeah, we are joking.
Yeah, if you listen to this, Kelsey, we're joking. I'm not, you don't really have to get on my face. I mean, if you're in my face, you can get on my face, but I'm not going to snap your neck.
Yeah. But why would you ever get in somebody's face, though? You know what I'm saying? Like,
because you mispronounced the name. I don't know.
Yeah.
But here's the review she wrote, right? This is the title of her review. The best podcast I've ever listened to, even though it's the only podcast I've ever listened to.
I knew it.
And in the description, she says, y'all are funny and I dig it. Word. Shout out to Kelsey, because Kelsey is the whitest girl I've ever met in the face of the planet. And she ended her sentence with word. So,
yeah.
That's that. Should we start with the topics?
Yeah, we should. You want to start?
Yes, let's start. Yeah. And so, if you're listening for the first time, basically how the show goes is we just talk about stuff for your amusement. Current events, questions, you can write in, we'll talk about whatever. We're just two people and we're just trying to, like, converse and turn our conversations into profit. Steak and Shake, if you're listening, sponsor us.
Steak and Shake. Sam's Club.
Sam's Club, exactly.
Sam's Club. And Walgreens.
Yeah, we did sponsor Walgreens.
Walgreens.
Right? Oh, we didn't sponsor Walgreens, but we did talk about Walgreens. Yeah, we talked about Walgreens. Walgreens can sponsor us, is what I'm trying to say. And so, here's our first topic. Huey.
What's up?
I'm doing a fundraiser.
Yeah.
I'm trying to raise $500
mm-hmm.
for kids in children's hospitals, specifically the Children's Hospital of Illinois.
Yeah.
Which is located in, I want to say, Peoria.
Yeah.
And I'm doing this, or what I'm going to do is I'm going to play video games for 24 hours straight.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm doing this through, it's an organization called mm-hmm. Extra Life.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, like there's people, basically like gamers across the world, just play, or yeah, across the country and world, maybe, I don't know, play video games for 24 hours straight to raise money. And so I'm part of this team called Team Kinda Funny, which is basically like an internet community that I very much enjoy, and that like I listen to. Kinda Funny is the name of a podcast I listen to. These group of dudes who do podcasts that I listen to, and so I'm very involved in their community and whatnot because I'm a huge nerd. And so I'm gonna pull up the website, and I want to list some facts, because people don't know how serious this is.
Playing 24 hours, it is pretty serious when you play freaking video games for 24 hours.
Yeah, well, I mean, one of the world records, I just heard this like a couple weeks ago, for playing the same game
mm-hmm.
continuously is like 30 something hours, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's like the Guinness World Record. And
really,
so,
only 30 something hours?
Yeah, and so that was like. I was like, yo, that must be a lot harder than I'm thinking it is.
Yeah.
But, like, the thing is, I'm going to be switching games. I'm not playing the same game.
Yeah.
So that's a difference. And so I'm going to be doing 24 hours. And I've been reading, like, a lot of the stuff that Extra Life has been posting
mm-hmm.
and listening to, like, our team leader's name is Eric Thompson. So he's been making YouTube videos on, like, what to do and stuff like that. And apparently it's really serious.
So no sleep? 24 hours?
That's one of the things they said, is that, like ideally, like, for me, I going into it, I was like, I'm not going to do any sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to go for 24 hours. But one of the things they said is that, like, yo, if you get tired, then just sleep, because you're going to kill yourself if you stay awake playing video games for 24 hours and you know your body can't take it.
Yeah.
Like, don't just, like... And he was even one of the dudes, the team captain again, he was talking about how, like, you know, you have to be very smart the mm-hmm. way, like, you treat your body. And so, like, you can drink coffee and whatnot. don't start with energy drinks like Monster and stuff because it tricks your body into thinking you're hungry, and then you eat, then your body gets tired. Meanwhile, you're like drinking more energy drinks because you think you're tired.
Yeah.
It's this weird rigmarole of how like you're gonna like defeat your body.
Yeah.
So he's like, start off if you get tired, start off with coffee, then move to this, then blah 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 blah. But they say like if you know you're tired and
yeah.
you know you can't do it, then just go to sleep. Because they don't want people to, like, you know,
oh.
I don't know, their brains to explode or something.
But then you fail. That's
well,
not
then,
24 hours.
Then
straight.
You get some sleep, then wake up, then finish it.
Oh, then finish it.
Yeah, and so finish 24 hours. And so if you make it, like, what, 18 hours,
uh-huh.
and you're like, I can't do this, like,
uh-huh.
I'm going to kill myself if I keep going.
Yeah.
Go to sleep, wake up, then finish the rest of the 6 hours, is what they say.
So,
it might come, I don't know yet. I think I can make it 24 hours, but it might come down to, like, I might have to get, like, a 5-hour nap or something like that.
So is the Guinness Book Records holder, he played it for 36 hours straight, 30-something hours straight, like without sleep?
Yeah, exactly. He did it without sleep. Now, it's very unhealthy for the body,
mm-hmm.
and I don't think the body can even do that. But, yeah, they make it so that you have, like, 10-minute, like, breaks every this amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what the thing is. But, yeah, like, they give you 10 minutes, you know, stretch, go to the bathroom, blah, 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 get back to playing the game. And so, like, there are very specific rules to how you have to play the games for the Guinness Book of World Records. And so part of what the team I was doing was thinking of, they're thinking of, there's a game that's coming out called Fallout 4, which is, like, a game that everybody's crazy about, including me, because I played Fallout 3 and I love that game. Fallout 4, they're thinking of trying to get the Guinness World Record
mm-hmm.
for most cumulative hours in a group playing Fallout 4.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if they're still doing, but
yeah.
I thought it would be like to be involved with that would probably be kind of cool. But
well, good luck, bro.
Oh yeah.
And what do you want me to say at your funeral?
Just let people know that I was a good person.
A good person.
You know, and that I was well-meaning. I feel like dying for charity is probably the best way to go, right? That's probably the best way to go, because people are like, yo, this dude died for children who had, like, cystic fibrosis. Like, I don't even know what cystic fibrosis is, but I know it's bad, and I know that children need help,
yeah.
You know?
So what happens? So when you play 24 hours straight, what happens? Somebody gives you money? Like what happens?
We're just like soliciting money from people to donate. This is what I'm doing. This is like this cool thing I'm doing that you can donate through. And so like there's also like milestones, right? If you donate $10, I'll rap any. I think it's $10. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that. I'll rap any Kanye West verse. Yeah. You went on the live stream because I'm also streaming everything live on the internet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
And so if you donate $30, I'll play what I can't remember. I can't remember them for, per se, but one of them is if you donate like either $30 or $20, something like that, I'll play whatever game you want for an hour. If you donate this much amount of money, you can join me and play video games with me for an hour, which I have to get back to some people. I think it's $25 actually. So I have to get back to a couple people. I've had a couple donations, you know, a couple people donated $25 and stuff. And so I have to get back to them and email them about, do they want to join me? Okay, if you want to join me, what game do you want to play? Blah, blah, blah. And so the team I'm part of.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Mm-hmm. You're doing this for charity, right?
Yeah.
Like, you want them to, like, get more and more money, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I will donate $100 if you go down Green Street and ask for a girl's number.
Dude, I'll do that.
You'll do that?
Yeah, I'll do that.
$100.
Will you for real donate $100?
$100. Any girl that I have to point out.
Okay, you're not pointing her out.
I have to point her out. I'll donate $100.
All right.
Cool?
Yeah.
Really?
Really? You know this is being recorded, right?
Yeah.
Okay, deal.
Deal. And then you have dance for her.
Okay.
Really?
Yep.
Cool. All right.
All right. I'll do it.
You'll do it?
I'll do it. I won't say I've asked for girls' numbers before. Yeah. But, like, I've gotten numbers from girls before.
I know. But I just want to see you do it.
Okay.
I don't want to see you do it.
And I'll dance in front of her.
And you dance for her.
Yeah. I'll straight up turn into Chris Brown.
Cool.
All right. And you're going to donate to this $100?
Yes, $100. Okay. $100. Deal?
All right. I'll do it. Okay. So there's that. And so, if you're listening, if you're interested, you can, you know, go to extralife.org. It's extra-life.org. And if you want to donate directly to me, you can probably search my name on the website. The URL is extra-life.org/participant/blessing, which is kind of like, it's not that hard to remember, but I know you probably aren't going to try and take the time to remember it. You can rewind it, I guess. But I say all that to say the topic, or I guess this whole fundraising thing is kind of a topic, but the question I want to ask you, Huey, is what would you do for 24 hours to raise money for charity? 24
hours? Mm-hmm. I think the best thing that I would do, like for me, that I think wouldn't be hard, I'll just watch Friends, bro. I'll just finish the whole TV series Friends.
You would fall asleep.
I would not fall asleep.
You'd fall asleep by the sixth hour.
No.
I couldn't just sit and watch something for 24 hours.
Friends is like, that's my show, bro.
For 24 hours? Yeah. Do you think you could stay awake for 24 hours?
Yeah, bro.
Watching something. Not even like being involved with something, but just sitting down and watching it.
Because I get excited. It's very emotional. It's like, I love Friends.
Here's the thing, though. It's that Friends isn't a good show.
Yeah, we can't be friends anymore.
Oh, I see what you did there. I don't think you did that on purpose, but I see what you did there.
We can't be friends. Because when we're friends, like, I'll be there for you, but... Okay, never mind. That was cheesy.
I'll be there. Yo, I'm looking at... So, I'm ranked number 40 on my team out of 135.
Nice. Out of, like, the money that...
Yeah, the money that I raised.
How much money you raised so far?
I've only raised $50, which is the thing.
Damn, your team sucks.
Well, I think they say most of the money is made on game day.
Oh, on game... Oh,
since,
okay.
You know, I'm going to be streaming for 24 hours, and so, like, every hour I'm going to post on Facebook, be like, hey, look, I'm streaming, and then people get interested and stuff, and they donate that way. Like, I've been posting on Facebook all the time and Instagram and stuff, but, like, nobody's paying attention to it.
I pay attention. I read it.
But you haven't donated yet, though.
Because we're friends.
But have you donated, though?
I would donate if you didn't, like, trash, like, you know, my favorite show.
But Friends is garbage, though. Friends is trash. It's hard not to trash.
Friends is...
Like, what do you do when your trash is full? You trash it.
Oh, my gosh. Friends is, like, the best sitcom
Friends
ever.
Is the most overrated sitcom ever.
Friends is the best sitcom. What's your favorite sitcom? Do not say Fresh Prince.
It's a tie between... Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is the greatest sitcom.
Are you kidding me?
By far.
Are you kidding me?
By far. French Prince. Fresh Prince is the epitome of comedy mixed with... I don't know, man. Narrative mixed with, like, you know, emotion in a show, right? Like, because Fresh Prince had their episodes, right? Had the episodes that brought you to tears, like when Will Smith's dad came back and then left again, and then he like spilled his guts to Uncle Phil. Like, that changed me.
Bro,
that,
how I met your mother is better than Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
How I Met Your Mother can go somewhere and jump off a bridge, because I can't stand that show, and I'm glad it's over. Bro, I'm glad that show is over, because I can't stand people talking
King
about that
show. The
King
of Queens is better than that one.
Who watches The King of Queens? What are you, King a 30-year-old woman?
Everybody loves Raymond.
Once again, what are you, a 35-year-old woman in
2004? Two and a Half Men is better than that.
Why are you watching these shows? What channel are you going to?
The Big Bang Theory is better than Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Get out of here. You're literally naming all the worst sitcoms.
The best sitcoms ever.
I'm going to name you some.
Yeah.
All right. First of all, we got to take it back. The Cosby Show, which is a classic. Why are you giving me that look? Do you not like The Cosby Show?
No. I just don't like those old-fashioned, like, cheesy shows. Like, they walk in and everyone's like, ah!
It's like, isn't that all the shows you watch?
Everybody
Cosby wants... Show, yeah. Full House, uh-huh. Boy Meets World. Mm-hmm. I think it's called George Lopez or The Lopez Show.
Lopez Show is dope.
Yeah, that show is awesome. What else, man? I feel like the shows I just named covered it.
Nah.
Like, those shows are just... classic.
This is my top five. Friends.
Get out of here.
How I Met Your Mother.
Get out of here.
Everybody Loves Raymond.
Get out of here.
Oh my gosh. Two and a half men.
Your list is so bad. Your list is so bad. It's bad.
Oh, King of Queens is so... all those shows are just great.
I'm about to walk out of my own house.
Oh, man.
I'm literally about to walk out of my own house.
What do you think about Growing Pains?
I don't care for it.
You don't care for it?
I don't have much to say for it because I don't know too much about it.
Yeah.
What other shows do I... Like, the shows that are coming up in my head are, like, Disney Channel original shows from, like, early 2000s.
Yeah, That's So Raven.
Yeah, That's So... Even though Raven's been kind of bogus lately.
Hannah Montana.
No, it was all right. You're even going kind of later. I'm talking about Even Stevens.
Even Stevens.
The
Sweet Life of Zack and
Lizzie
Cody.
McGuire. Sweet Life was pretty good. Yeah, there are a lot of shows on Disney that I love. But in terms of sitcoms, though, Fresh Prince, whew, like, that show is hilarious. I don't know how you don't like Fresh Prince.
I can't find
I don't know humor. How you don't like Dave Chappelle. Do you just not like black comedy?
I don't like, but yes.
You don't like black comedy?
I like Kevin Hart.
Oh, Kevin Hart is overrated.
Kevin Hart's overrated?
He's so overrated. Like, he's not bad, but he's overrated, though. Like, he's not Dave Chappelle. He's not Eddie Murphy. He's not Cat Williams. Three of those dudes.
I mean, Cat Williams is funny. Dave Chappelle's not.
Dave Chappelle's the funniest.
Dave
Chappelle's my number one comedian.
Number one comedian?
Yeah. Dave Chappelle. I don't really have a
Here's
list.
A problem, though. He's not funny.
Have you seen his stand-ups?
Yeah. You showed it to me before.
I don't think I showed it to you.
Oh, Stevie showed it to me before.
Well, that's why you didn't find it funny. Anything Stevie shows me, I'm just like, oh, I didn't get this on my face.
Isn't that the same thing, though? I mean, like...
No, you have to watch it by your own accord. Because this is how I discovered Dave Chappelle. I saw a related video on YouTube, which is how I discovered all of my, like, favorite, you know, people on anything.
Yeah.
Is I saw a related video. And, like, once you discover Dave Chappelle like that, it's like finding, like, a gold in, like, a dump you took. Because that's really what YouTube is. It's like, YouTube is... The entirety of YouTube is like a gigantic dump because everything on YouTube is pretty bad. But like, there's like that 1% in YouTube that everybody like watches.
Yeah,
which is kind of crazy. Yo, I just made that up just right now, and I just realized that right now. I'm thinking of this as I'm speaking. Most of what's on YouTube is crap, but there's 1% of it that everybody watches.
Really?
It's just like because
there are a lot of gold on YouTube.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff, but that's because like, do you know how many YouTube videos are uploaded in a second?
Really?
And just think about how, like, people are uploading random videos of, like, their cat.
That's true.
People, like, videos of, like, them trying to be famous doing, like, you know, vlogs and stuff.
Yeah.
Their podcast, like, what we're doing, right?
Yeah.
Like, if we upload this to YouTube, what, we get, like, 50 views?
Yeah.
Or something like that. But, like, nobody's watching. Like, there's so many videos that have, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 views on YouTube.
Yeah.
But, like, then there's that, like, small, very small percentage of YouTube videos that are, like, getting, like, the 1,000,000 views or 100,000 views or even, like, 10,000 views.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because, like, people, like, so many people are just uploading YouTube, cause since anybody can upload a YouTube video.
Yeah.
But the way YouTube arranges their videos when you search them, they're arranged by, like, relevance, which, like, takes into account the number of views and takes it into account, like, the uploader. it has all these different factors that factor into it. And so, what is the topic that we're talking about? We're talking about what would you do for 24 hours.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever, I'll finish this thought, though. But, like, YouTube is a huge piece of crap, but there's, like, a small piece of gold inside it that everybody flocks to. And people, and you don't even realize this crap because the gold is right in your face. That's the best part about YouTube.
You just have to go through the crap to get to the gold.
You don't even have to go through the crap because the gold is sitting right on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
Is the thing. Like, you don't realize there's so much crap because the gold is right in your face and you're too busy looking at the gold that you can't even smell the crap. You know, you're looking at the gold and you're like, "What crap? Crap? I don't see it." Because, you know, whoever finds gold in their crap. Like, have you ever seen this is an irrelevant question. I was going to ask if you ever seen like gold and even noticed the crap, but that doesn't make sense.
That doesn't make sense at all.
So you'd watch Friends for 24 hours is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, Friends, best show ever. Next topic.
Yo, we're like 35 minutes in.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, next topic. I was going to talk about socialism.
Mm-hmm.
But let's save that for another time. Let's save that for another time. Because that's a deep cut, and I want more time to think
about it. We just need to, like, we need to, like, just do a episode of us doing all the topics that we promised to our audiences.
Yeah, but I'm not promising socialism. I'm just saying I was going to do socialism.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm not even going to say, like I'm not committing to it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, I was thinking about doing socialism because I think that'd be an interesting topic. But yeah. I also think if we did socialism, because this is still, like, a young podcast, we're not, like, that great at it yet, in my opinion. If we do socialism, it's either going to go really, really well because we have a really productive conversation about it and we talk we're educated about it, right? Or it's going to go bad because we don't know anything about politics or socialism or capitalism or communism. Or,
I know communism.
Well, yeah, socialism is kind of like it's related to communism, where socialists kind of. Oh, we'll save this for. I'll save that. Instead, last week we talked about what we'd do, or how long we'd survive in a zombie apocalypse.
And you don't think I'll last to the end?
I think it'll last 5 days.
I'll last
Five hours.
5 hours.
Wait, what did I say? Did I say 5 hours or 5 days?
You just said it wasn't long.
You wouldn't survive long.
I wouldn't survive
long. But here's the thing: most people wouldn't survive long, which is why I include you in that.
Yeah, but.
You don't have the dirtiness
or
the grittiness to survive. You don't have that.
You'll be surprised, my man.
And I know I don't have that. That's why I'm shooting myself in the first 5 seconds. Like, if this light got turned off out of nowhere, I'm shooting myself in the head because I don't care. Here's the thing. So we talked about that last week, right?
Yeah.
This week, we're just going to say a zombie apocalypse happens.
Yes, sir.
How do we prepare? What do we do? You know, in this scenario, I guess I don't shoot myself. Mm-hmm. I decide life is precious. The Bible says that suicide is bad, so I'm not going to kill myself. What do you do in a zombie apocalypse, Huey? How do you go about it? Surviving,
I will kill all the people that I don't trust first.
Okay.
Yeah. And I might... and I will not go with a group of people. Just myself.
That's a very bad idea.
Just myself.
How are you gonna? Okay, you go by yourself.
Yeah.
How do you sleep?
Oh yeah, that's true. I will go with 2 or 3 people, not more than 10, not more than 10.
Okay, and why do you say that?
Because like when you get like a huge group of people together, it's just it's different. Everybody has different personalities. You're not gonna mix well.
Mm-hmm.
And at that situation, if you have 10 people with different personalities and people that you don't trust, it's just going to go all bad.
Now, you think there'd be conflict?
There'll be so much conflict. Look at The Walking Dead.
Yeah, but like, they're still... Because when you have a group like I'm not going to spoil Walking Dead.
Yeah.
But when you have a large group, that means you have diversity, like a diversity of skills. So you have...
That
like,
is true.
You have a doctor... Right, hopefully, like, there are chances that, like, there might be the doctor in there, somebody that knows something about, like, medical attention and stuff. You might have a farmer, you know, somebody who's knowledgeable about that stuff. And you might have, like, people, like, you have force, right? You have people, you have, like, there's strength in numbers, right?
Yeah.
If your group is being attacked by another group, the more people that are in your group, the better, because that means you have a better chance of taking out the other group. Like, if it's just, like, 4 of us, and we're getting run up by like 20 people, then we are dead. Like as good fighters as we are,
as good fighters as we are,
like we're dead. Like because guns are guns.
Yeah.
Like that's what it comes down to, right? And so if you have 4 guns versus 20 guns, then I'm sorry. I don't care how, like, good your aim is.
Yeah.
Like, those 20 guns are taking you out. And so, like, if you have a small group, like I think you could do, like, the four-group thing, the four-person group thing, but you'd have to be really, really, like, aware. Mm-hmm. And you'd have to be intelligent. You'd have to have, like, street smarts, like a mug. Like, you'd have to be aware of who's around you at all times, mm-hmm. you know, what other groups might be in the area. You'd have to have, like, procedures you do just in case you run into this group, what do you do? This happens, what do you do? You have to be ready. And everybody would have to be on their A game. Everybody would have to be fit. Everybody would have to be smart. Everybody would have to, like, they'd have to know each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it'd have to be tight-knit. And I don't know if I can find, like, three other people to do that in a zombie apocalypse. I don't know.
It just sounds like you thought about it long and hard, bro.
No, it's just because I'm a nerd. And I also listen to Walking Dead podcasts.
Let me ask you this, though. What's the ideal place for you to stay during a zombie apocalypse?
I mean, ideally, some kind of, like, something that's already, a building that's already been built to mm-hmm. to withstand, like, I don't know, any kind of invasion. So, like I'm going to spoil this part of the Walking Dead. Well, I'm not going to spoil it because it's not really I guess it is a spoiler. Here, I'm just going to say I'd stay in a prison, right? Because a prison is pretty, like, if it's empty of zombies, right?
Yeah.
There's the prison yard, or ideally there would be, like, fences around the prison.
Yeah.
Ideally, like, you'd have that initial mm-hmm. fence to keep out, you know, zombies.
Yeah.
And people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then the prison itself is pretty, like, it's well built, right? It's hard to, like, break in and out of a prison because, mm-hmm. you know, you're not supposed to be able to break in and out of his prison.
Yeah.
And so I feel like a prison would be ideal. The only thing about a prison, though, is that prisons are generally large.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine they're generally large. I've never been to one before, but I imagine they are. And so, like, it'd be hard to keep track of what's where, which is what you want to do, right? If you have a friend mm-hmm. in the other side who's living in, like, the other side of the prison, and for some reason something happens, that friend gets sick or, like, he falls and, like, he can't get up or something, and he dies, then all of a sudden you have a zombie in the prison with you.
Yeah.
According to Walking Dead, like, lore, which is actually, that's kind of a spoiler, but who cares? Like, you have a zombie with you in that world. And so you just have to be careful. Like, you have to find a place. I don't know. For me, the ideal place, I saw a picture on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like a house with, like, treadmills all around it. So if, like, zombies started walking up to the house, they'd just get stopped on the treadmill. But there's really no ideal place.
Well, let me ask you this, though. Let's just say you get 10 people in the group, right?
Mm-hmm.
What 10 people would you choose? Like what ethnicity, what gender,
like
what
like what kind of person?
Or yeah, what kind of person? Or what person? Like, you can name names, or you can say, like, I want, like, you know, a doctor mm-hmm. or, like, a cheerleader.
Okay, here. I'm going to write this down. I'm going to go general first, and then I might come to names later.
Okay.
All right. Number one, a medic, any kind of doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, a leader figure. Two leader kind of people, two people that can lead, right? Because I don't want just one person leading, because then it turns into almost like a dictatorship.
Yeah.
Right? And I want, like, both these people to have qualities you can look up to, and people who you can trust, right?
Yeah.
These people are listening to the community and understanding what people need, what people want, what people's quarries are, and how to solve problems. Yeah. Like, problem solving people,
mm-hmm.
right? Two leaders with those qualities. Two people that are focusing on combat, right? And so, like, their responsibilities would be strategizing when it comes to taking out zombies and defending against people, right? These people would be responsible for defending against those forces. So anything that's like a physical threat,
mm-hmm.
right? I'm gonna call those people the enforcers, and I'm laughing because I'm typing all this down because I want to make sure I keep track of all this, right? I got five more people left. Farmer. I'm going to have a farmer in there. Four left. Let's see. I feel like I'm missing somebody.
All yours is good, but to me, what I would have is I would have a chef that knows how to, like, cook.
That's
from, like, cook from super scratch. Like, it's like, hey, I could find some leaves. Like, I find some leaves, and then my chef can make it, like, super delicious type.
That's a waste.
Is that a waste,
that's
though?
That is a waste. Chef, you have 10 people that can be with you in a zombie apocalypse. Right?
Yeah.
And you're gonna waste a person on a chef.
No. All these, I'm the same. Like, I'm definitely need a doctor. I need two people combat, yeah, a farmer. Like,
I'd rather have another combat person than a chef. As long as I have a farmer,
yeah,
then I think I'm gonna be straight. Because the farmer is also gonna take care of, like, making food, right? I don't care if the food is tasty. As long as the food is keeping me alive,
yeah,
then I'm fine. Because this is the apocalypse. I ain't trying to chill in the apocalypse, right? It's not like you're gonna live in somewhere with air conditioning. It's not like you're going to go outside, start smelling sunflowers, and everything's going to be okay. No, son, you got people hunting you. You got crazy people who are probably looking to find you, chop you up into pieces, and eat your limbs.
Yeah,
and I ain't talking
about
just the zombies. I'm talking about actual people.
That's
right?
True.
Then you got the zombies. So I'm not trying to get, like, that gourmet breakfast right now, son. I ain't trying to get that brunch. I'm trying to survive and make it before I die. So, like...
And then people in my group, like, I will... massage therapist, because I'm gonna be sore.
This is why you're dying.
I'm just joking. Go on, proceed.
I mean, I haven't thought of anybody else. Yeah. Like, I know,
three more.
Because I have four more.
Oh, four more.
And I'm trying to think of people that would be essential. I'd say it's a scout. But basically, what I mean by scout is somebody who can look out, like go out and look for supplies.
Yeah.
Actually, I'd say two of them. Two scouts. Somebody who can go out, look for supplies, like, take care of themselves, yeah, but also has, like, the instinct and, like, that, like, smart, like, that intuition to know how to look for supplies, how to look for certain things, how to, like, follow tracks. Like, kind of like Daryl from The Walking Dead, basically. Somebody like that.
Oh.
Who knows what they're doing.
So one of those, like, Boy Scout, like, one of those, like, those hunting
people,
right?
Yeah, exactly. Somebody who can hunt, like, do that kind of thing.
What do you think about a mechanic that knows how to, like, fix cars
genius.
And stuff?
That is genius. So I'm adding that to my list. A mechanic. Mm. And I only need one of them, so. So how many is that? I think I need one more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Where is Jesus on this list?
I mean, I guess Jesus was a zombie, so.
What the heck?
Yeah, he came back from the dead. I don't know. Jesus is dope, but he's in my heart anyway. And so, like, so... I mean, I guess I'm the 10th person, aren't I?
Yeah. Besides you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I need one more person. Mechanic was genius, because you do need a mechanic. I feel like you need somebody else to fix other things, too, maybe. I don't know.
I would get somebody who's, like, super educated. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they know, like, hey, you can't eat this. It's, like, poisonous. Or you can't do this, blah, 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 blah.
I guess so.
Yeah,
I feel like that's part of the farmer's responsibility, too.
You don't know?
I don't know. And, like, the doctor's responsibility, too.
Because
the doctors should know those things.
That is true.
I feel like there's something I'm missing.
Something. I feel like
there's something I'm trying to name people in my head from The Walking Dead right now. I don't know. I guess a nanny. I'm just going to write it down.
A nanny. Oh, that could, like, wash everybody's clothes.
Yeah.
And yeah,
that's because ideally, like, it'd be everybody's own responsibility to do that stuff. But I mean, if I don't have a 10th person, then yeah, why not? Just throw in a nanny in there to take care of, so to take some stress off, you know, because we're trying to survive right now.
Yeah.
Like, there's zombies everywhere trying to kill us and rip us from limb to limb. So, like, if you have a nanny in there, like, suppressing, like, that stress,
yeah,
then I think we'll be golden.
Probably not. Like, I will replace nanny with a comedian.
Just have Lucy K in there. Lucy K. That'd be actually kind of dope to have Lucy K in a zombie apocalypse. Just not caring whatsoever. He'd just be in there like. So I heard you heard your grandma got eaten by another human being. How's that feel? You know? Somebody who just doesn't care.
I heard she was tasty.
Louis C.K. probably get shot the first day.
Oh yeah.
Because somebody will get offended.
Get offended and just shoot.
And you know, in the zombie apocalypse, there's no rules, and so somebody will probably get on Louis C.K. and shoot the mess out of him.
Would you? Let me ask you this though. Would you be one of those, like, super nice people, or you just want to be those, like, super bad guys?
I mean, I feel like I'm not that nice of a person in general.
So you would with your group go take over people's camps?
Oh, you're talking about those? No, I'd mind my own business.
Mind your own business.
Because I feel like what goes around comes around.
Help people?
No.
You wouldn't help people either?
I wouldn't help people.
So if they came to your, just say you were heading out you by a prison yard, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's your hideout.
Uh-huh.
So a group of people... they came and they like, hey, we need help. Like, can you please take us in? Would you take them in?
No.
No.
In fact, I'd probably kill them.
You probably kill them and take their material.
Yeah, but not. I wouldn't kill them because I wanted to take their material.
Yeah.
I'd kill them because they know where I'm at. They know, like, they know where we live. And so, like, I'd say no just because I reject them out of the goodness of my heart because I'm like, I have 10 other people I'm responsible for.
Yeah.
You know, and I can't bring you guys in all of a sudden, like, you guys, you know, jump us and steal our stuff and stuff. I'd have to, like, reject them, but then I'd have to kill them because they know, like, nobody's just gonna leave, right? Like, they're gonna come back, and they're gonna come back with, like, a fury because they're mad that we wouldn't take them in.
Would you eat them after you kill them?
Yeah.
You would eat them, too?
No, I'm just kidding. I wouldn't eat them.
Oh, how? Barbecue?
Maybe.
Or roast?
Maybe. I just boil them. I don't know how to cook so much, so I would just boil their arm. And
boil their arm?
Just go from there.
No seasoning, though. What seasoning would you put, though?
I mean, is there seasoning in the zombie apocalypse? I just take some grass and start, like,
take some ramen ramen packets and just, like, pour them in.
Find some ramen packets. What would you do? So I played this game, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's this game I play called The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Which is actually, it's basically like The Walking Dead TV show.
Yeah.
Which I don't know why I introduced it like that. But basically, it's based off the comic. It's more based off the comic than the show. And so they actually make you make these kind of decisions on, like, what would you do in this situation? Or, like, are you going to let this person live? Or are you going to let this person live? Or, like, this child got bitten, so are you gonna kill this child, or are you gonna let this child live? Or, like, it's random stuff like that, where, like, there's a long story that goes along with it, but throughout the story you have to make different choices. And so once you said, like, would you let this group in or not, I immediately, like, knew the answer. There are things I don't know. There's just certain situations I don't know what I do, right? Because like one of the situations that came up in the game I was playing was a character got bit on, like, the arm. Then you had the choice. You would either have to, like, cut this person's arm off against their will.
Yeah.
You know, or, like, just let it be, or, like, shoot them in the head. I don't know. Right? I don't know what I'd do in that situation in real life.
But would you, let me ask you this, though. So, you cut that person's, that person's a part of your group. Just say your nanny gets bit. And you cut her arm off, right? Then she becomes a burden. Would you still keep her, or would you not keep her?
I'd keep her because I feel like human life is precious.
Yeah. I guess to that point, you guys already have, like, human connections already.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
like, we're already, like, cool, right? And you're part of the group, right? Like, Ohana means family, and family means nobody gets left behind. That's Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah.
Right? And it's true. Like, Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata.
No, I'm just quoting movies at this point. But you already have that connection. You can't just abandon somebody who you've built this, like, relationship with, right? Yeah. So even if they're a burden... Like, they're my burden, right? If I had a baby in the zombie apocalypse, like, the baby's a burden. I'm not just gonna kill the baby.
But it's like, that's hard, though. It's just say in the zombie apocalypse, right? Mm-hmm. You fall in love with a girl, and then, like, you guys get married, blah blah blah, and then you have a baby. That's just gonna be super hard. That's too hard.
It's too much. That's why you can't have a baby in the zombie apocalypse unless you're, like, in a group of, like, a lot of people.
Yeah,
like, people who can, like, take care of stuff. You can't have a baby. Even though, like, I guess they didn't have a baby, but, like, that was because they had to. That's because, like, you know, prior circumstances. And so there's a lot of things you can't do. And there's a lot of choices you have to make, right? Like, would you if you got bit in the arm, would you cut your own arm off?
I'll cut my own arm off if I got bit in the arm.
I don't know if I could do it.
You can do it.
If I had a gun, I might shoot myself.
Just shoot? Wow, really?
Like, if I had a gun and a knife and I just got bit on the arm by a zombie.
Yeah.
And my choices were, I have to, like, without any aesthetic, without anything, I have to, like, cut my own arm off.
Yeah.
Or I have a gun and I can just shoot myself. Because here's the thing about cutting your own arm off. There's a chance that it might not work, you know, because the infection could have already spread. But it might work. Like, you don't know for sure if it'll work or not.
Yeah.
And so you're just going to go through all this pain and then all of a sudden, like, it still doesn't work. Right? And even if it did work, like, I feel like you're armless and you don't even have, like, the proper, like, medical attention to the arm, you know.
But let me ask you this: you know that guy that went hiking or whatever, and then his arm got stuck under that rock. You know about that?
Oh yeah, that dude. Yeah.
What would you do? Would you cut your own arm off, or you just die?
That's hard because I don't have a gun, and so, like, if I died, it had to be of, like, thirst or hunger or something like that.
Bro, it was from, like, freaking dude. He cut his arm off from, like, a pocket knife, bro.
So I might. I'd probably die.
I'd probably just wait
there and be like, somebody. If nobody's coming for me, I'm gonna wait as long as possible.
Yeah.
And if nobody's coming for me, then I guess I'm just done.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know what to do.
I'll come for you because we're friends, and I'll be there for you.
I appreciate you, Huey.
Yeah, that's friends. That's what I learned from the Friends, the TV show.
The horrible TV show.
The best sitcom ever. That's what I learned. Friends, I'll be there for you.
Do you know what Friends do?
Yeah.
Friends listen to awkward individuals, the most awkward podcast on the internet. So you've listened to episode 7. Awkward Podcast is a podcast in which... sorry, I butchered that. I'm going to start that over because I did not do a good job of transitioning that. Let me try that again. Awkward Individuals is a podcast in which we take part in awkward conversations about your favorite topics, questions, and current events. We're all individuals, and we're all very different. The only thing that we truly have in common is the fact that we're all awkward. And so you can access our podcast via the iTunes Store or the podcast app on your iPhone. We have a new episode up every Tuesday. This is episode 7.
We're done?
Yeah, I think we're done.
What are you doing after this?
Apparently maybe salsa. Apparently might be playing Guitar Hero.
You want to go bake pie with me and Eileen and Lillian? Eileen, not like your sister's friend.
Not my sister's friend, different Eileen.
Yeah, different Eileen. Let's go bake pie.
I don't know how to bake a pie. See, y'all invite me to such random things. Like Eileen's been trying to get me to do salsa for like the last 2 weeks. I'm like, I don't know how to salsa.
Yeah.
And you tried to teach me and it didn't work. And so this is where we're at now.
That's what we're baking pie now.
I don't know. I'm not a baker.
You're not I'm not a baker either, but like I'm a rapper.
Why are you baking? Why are you baking? What are you doing?
It's so fun.
You are something else.
I'm something else.
This dude's trying to get close to Lillian and Eileen.
Let's go bake some pie.